Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. If you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, and it is called Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. That is a number one international bestseller on Amazon, and you can pick it up there. And it has become more than just the book. It's become my heart's desire and my mission in life to help bring love to the world. So Love's Curriculum is becoming a movement, and it's all about helping us move from fear to love and being the change that the world needs now. Remembering that each one of you has an important reason for being here now, that your light is important in the world. And this book I scribe for the High Council, which includes Jesus and the Archangels and other light teachers, when I learned it was my soul assignment. And yet, to be able to state that or even talk about scribing or channeling or even knowing of this soul assignment was not something that I was born knowing. It actually came through a 20-year journey of spiritual and personal growth, and it's a journey that I continue today. So I'm going to share some of my story. Some of you know about me and my journey, and some don't. So I'll just briefly share a little bit of where I came from and how I got here. So I started my career as a lawyer in Phoenix in 1996, and I had picked that through logic, and it made sense, and I was a smart gal and didn't know what else I wanted to do. And I remember on my first day of my first official law job, I had what I call a wake-up call from my soul. It was a whisper that said, this isn't what you want to be doing. It was a feeling in my gut that was like, whoa, this isn't what I want to be doing. And it was a knowing of intuition that this really was not the path for me. And so I began to listen more and more to that voice. I worked for 3 years as a lawyer. And what I heard as I listened was it drew me into the spiritual growth field. It brought me into personal growth, to reading, to uncovering my truer self, to listening to that true voice instead of listening to the logic in my head. I was quite closed off from my heart, I realized. And in my heart lived more about what I really wanted. And I realized I had chosen a life path from mask, from roles. And as I began to listen, things began to shift. And it wasn't easy. It meant shaking up my relationships. It meant being brave enough to say I wanted to follow intuition and a spiritual path, as opposed to keeping my career as a lawyer that I had spent lots of money and time working towards. So I understand for you on a similar path. I understand the fears, the courage it takes. And I feel so blessed that now, fast forward 20 years through growing and learning and retraining as a transpersonal counseling psychologist, in transpersonal counseling psychology, and then discovering the soul assignment. But through all that, now I get to, part of my job here is to help you and others step into living their own soul's calling and to being able to keep taking steps forward on that journey into becoming more authentically them. So here we are now, and out of the book and this movement Loves Curriculum, we have this wonderful time together in this radio show where truly it is about remembering that we are love and loved, and that we are guided by loving divine helpers. And remembering and waking up to each of your own soul's light and heart calling. So today we are going to talk about bringing the shadow into the light in honor of Halloween. So happy Halloween. And I will be sharing some from my journey and my thoughts around this idea of bringing the shadows into the light. I'll read from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 5, called Wisdom. And then I'll be taking callers and letting the High Council come through. So it's a chance you can call in and ask a question, ask for a message. All right. So before we begin the official discussion and readings here, I'm going to do what I like to do each time I connect with you all in this space of learning and sharing, is to surrender and set an intention that this whole time together be guided by higher thought, by our higher good, by spirit. So here I do ask that spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of God, the voice of love, the voice of creator, the voice of our higher selves come through to you as I'm speaking, that it guide our time together so that it be in the highest good of all and in the name of love. And so it is. So I, about a week ago, started to see the holiday decorations, the skeletons and the pumpkins, some of them cute, blow up minions in Halloween attire, and some of them scary skeletons and bloody, I don't know, anything, just, you know, and a bloody axe on the front porch, pretend axe, not real axe. But it just got me thinking, wow, look, the whole neighborhood is decorating their house in these sometimes kind of dark things, right? Ghouls and witches, and not that witches are necessarily dark. I'll put a little caveat there. I do honor that tradition of more pagan practice and the idea of modern, what we might call witchcraft. But when we look at the Halloween, right, it's these dark, scary witches or goblins or skeletons, and the houses are decorated in this. And again, our bloody scenes or scary graveyards. I thought, man, we don't usually want to have that kind of stuff on our house. And if it was real, if it was a real corpse or a real skeleton, for sure we wouldn't be putting that around our house. So it got me thinking, what is the point? How do we have fun with this? And what is that part of us that likes to be scared or to watch the scary movies? If some of you still, I know I used to as a kid, not so much anymore. And so I started to think that in a way, it's bringing the shadow out to play in it so that we don't have to act it out. That was what the thought that first came to me. We can own that in human consciousness, there are darker acts. There is death. We are all skeletons inside. There are terrible things that happen out there. There is murder. There are scary situations that occur. And so that perhaps by bringing it out in a more playful way, we are trying to bring to light those shadows, those darker feelings, those darker concepts. And then it got me thinking that isn't that what will help us as a humanity? As we bring those darker shadows out into the light As we own that those shadows exist in all of us and we bring them out to the light, the more we are able to do that, the less they will get acted out, the less they are in the shadow, because anything in the shadow gains strength. But when we bring it to the light, it's like a miracle happens and it loses the energy. It loses that pull. It loses that need to be acted out. So here we have children, right, too, dressing up in all different costumes, and they're not all cute and fun, like let me be a princess or let me be a doctor. Some children are dressing up as a serial killer or the Grim Reaper, or just to be as bloody and gross as they can. So again, what is that is fun in that? And I think it's because we need to play a bit. We need to bring to light those darker parts so that they don't stay hidden and have power and then get acted out. So when I first started this work of owning the shadow, because on our spiritual journey, it's a very powerful practice to come to as well. It's a way that we can help in the world. And if you're wanting to take this education further, I would recommend, there was a movie called The Shadow Effect by Debbie Ford that came out in 2009. I learned a lot by watching that movie. And then I just was searching on the internet today and learned that Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, and Debbie Ford all wrote a book called The Shadow Effect in 2009. In fact, they may have been related to the movie as well. It's been a while since I saw it. But this idea of bringing that shadow into the light, so the shadow, otherwise it can show up as in murder, cheating, not being honest, hiding things, secretiveness, greed, dictatorship, murder, killing, genocide, right? All these things, these darker instincts, that when we don't integrate them and bring them to the light and make friends with them in a sense, not act them out, but when we make friends with them, the idea is that then we won't need to act them out. They won't have that strength and that power over us. So I'm not sure. I'm wondering how many of you have heard of this concept before. Is this new to you? Or is this something you've been working on yourself for a while? I know I first started learning of this idea of owning the shadow, one, when I watched that movie. But before that, I had started attending and participating in personal and spiritual development workshops, and we spoke about this concept. And the way it was first introduced to me was to understand that what I see out there in others is also in me. So if I see greed out there and I judge it and I feel triggered by it, then to know that somewhere in me greed exists, and it may not show up in the same way that I'm seeing it out there, but to know that it's in me then. And I may even be repressing it. And so then I'm overly gracious instead of greedy. And that's what happens often with the shadows. They're things like wanting to lie, feeling greedy, feeling murderous, getting so angry you feel like you want to murder somebody, being selfish, being bad or mean. And we learn that when we're young, those are not things we are supposed to be doing, even though they seem to be in the human desire at this moment. So often people repress them, or other people act them out. And so we have greedy business owners or murderers in the world, or people having affairs, people lying, all that stuff. So we're either one of those doing that, or we repress it and we see others doing it. But ultimately, it's about bringing all of it to love and light, to owning those seemingly contrary parts within us, the part we're willing to show and the part we might keep in the shadow. But none of them are the truth of us. None of them is us. And as if we weren't to separate ourselves into seemingly two light and dark, then we wouldn't have this issue of acting out the dark. So it's about integrating. So the first step is to be aware of what's in the shadows. So it's that bringing the shadow to the light, bringing that loving awareness, being willing to turn within and say, oh, I've got that in me too. Again, it may only be subtle within me, so I'm not out there acting it out, but it's within me. And if I can own that, if I can bring love to that, if I can integrate that piece and realize that beyond that, I'm a whole and loving and innocent being of light. If I can do that work, if you can do that work for yourself, then the idea is that it helps the collective heal. That what we see in the collective, these splits between the good people and the bad people, dark and light, is also a reflection of that split within us. And as we heal within us, as we make peace and integration within us, then the whole will shift as well. So it's another thing you can do to help bring heaven to earth, to help bring healing. It's like the old concept of finding the peace within so that you see it without or create it without. So for me, I remember really experiencing this beyond just a concept. And my third child, he was about 8 months old at the time, and he had been waking up several nights in a row crying, and I remember I was able to comfort him, but I was tired. And I know many of you new parents can relate to this or remember this when yours were little, the patience it takes, the patience to wake up tired with a crying baby. And thank goodness they are so beautifully cute that in those moments, they can help melt our hearts. And I would have considered myself a pretty patient parent. I had really done a good job of showing up and being able to put aside the frustration or anger even. But I had been doing these spiritual retreats, and so it was about actually turning that light into the shadow. And when we do that at first, we're going to start to feel some of those feelings we've been putting away, or those instincts. And I remember waking up in the night, and I had picked my son up and was walking him, comforting him, and I was feeling that anger and frustration. And then suddenly I had this glimpse of what I would call murderous rage. And this is not something like it's fun to talk about or something as a mom I would want to feel in that moment. But I knew my practice around this. I knew I needed to bring loving awareness to that, that I had gotten access to a shadow part of me that I had been able to kind of push aside and be there for my children. But that as a human, this human instinct or shadow feeling, this rage was being triggered. And so I was able to lovingly hold my son in my arms while I was feeling and this murderous rage inside, and just let myself breathe into it. Just let myself bring love to it, knowing I wasn't going to act from it, but being willing to feel that that did live within me somewhere. And then it shifted. It was gone. I was present. I was calm. And it was a beautiful way to work with that, to bring loving awareness, to trust. I knew I wasn't going to act it out, but I knew I needed to bring my full attention to this, to heal that part that was had been hidden. And what it happened for me, as I brought love into that scary place, a place I wouldn't have wanted to feel as a mom, well, I had compassion, for one, for those who might not know how to deal with that, who might actually act it out, who've hurt their children in that moment. So I had further compassion for knowing, again, not saying that the action that might be taken from that place is okay, but just understanding and compassion for what is going on in the world, how a human being might reach that point, but not know how to bring it out of the shadows, not know how to work with love in that moment. I felt more integrated afterwards, not so scary, like, oh, okay, well, I felt that for about 20 seconds and I'm okay and I didn't do anything. So I kind of made friends with something that I had thought was, I don't even think I knew that feeling lived in me yet, But because I was doing this work consciously and wanting to get in touch with those shadows, I got access to it. And it felt integrated afterwards. And so instead of feeling like there might be a monster hiding in the closet or under the bed that, you know, kind of like children keeps us scared, I took that flashlight and I looked under that bed and realized there was nothing there, that I could allow that feeling to come through me and not act it out. And so I wasn't going to be controlled by fears anymore of some monster under a bed. And I found that in the future, I actually truly had more patience. I could handle those late nights better. I wasn't pushing away my frustration and anger as much anymore. I had integrated it and I was able to be more authentically patient, I guess would be the word. And I think it's important, even sharing that story could feel difficult or has felt difficult for me. And maybe you have had experiences of working with the shadow, but it feels a little scary to talk about because we're talking about those feelings that we put in the shadow because we didn't want to talk about them. Unconsciously, most of the time, these aren't conscious decisions that we've made to do. Sometimes maybe they are, but mostly it's all unconscious or it's part of humanity again, right? Some of us as a collective say, I'm not going to get in touch with that. I'm going to push that in the shadows, again, unconsciously. And then other parts of society act it out. So the more work we can to bring it to the light, it takes away the power. It shifts it into love. It reminds us that we are truly beyond dark and light, beyond our actions, that we are love and innocent and worthy. And that's what we want to move towards, and self-loving of ourselves there. Self-loving when we maybe act out of our anger so that we don't go into guilt. Instead, we can heal and forgive and offer actions from remorse, but not stay stuck in guilt. So again, I encourage you, if you wish to take this further, to check out the Shadow Effect movie and book. Not the new movie. I guess there's a new movie out, a horror movie, of course, called The Shadow Effect. It just came out. But I'm talking about the movie documentary in 2009 and book. So if you look for Debbie Ford, Marianne Williamson, Deepak Chopra, you should be able to find that. All right. So we are going to take a short break. And when we get back, I'm going to read from Love's Curriculum. Now, there was lots in there that I could have chosen upon about being able to bring love to all the parts of us, to remember that we are innocent, that beyond what seems to be happening in this duality, that we are whole and that we can keep integrating. And what I've chosen to read from is chapter 5, called Wisdom. So we'll be back shortly, and I'll read from Love's Curriculum, chapter 5. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We as lightworkers and love advocates are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovedcurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg-Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today, being Halloween, we are exploring bringing the shadow to the light. And I am now going to read from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 5, and it's in the voice of Jesus, and it's titled Wisdom. And this is actually one of the first chapters are a bit shorter in the book, and they get a little longer as the book goes on. So I'm going to read the whole thing for us today. So I invite you to close your eyes, even if you're able. And just sit there, take a few deep breaths, and get ready to receive these words. Because the way it seems that the words in Love's Curriculum work are not to your intellect, not through your head, but through your heart, through experiencing the words, just letting them enter and roll over you, letting them shift. All right. So here we go, chapter 4, or did I say chapter 5? Whoop, chapter 4, Wisdom, in the voice of Jesus. Today we will learn about wisdom. Only the wise shall enter heaven, although in time all will be wise. For wisdom is knowing one's true connection to God. When you are wise, you allow yourself to be vulnerable as you allow true wisdom to fill your heart, mind, and being. The true wisdom that you need not be perfect to enter heaven. This is an important point to remember. No one need be perfect to enter heaven. You need only be perfect in God's eyes, which means you remember your true place as a child of God. You become wise and thus enter heaven. All are on this journey of remembering, whether they have accepted this fact in their awareness as of yet or not, for heaven awaits us all. You have become fixated on doing it all just right in your traditions and religions and spirituality, when the answer lies in accepting yourself as you are, for you are all children of God, holy, perfect, and holy. We want you to remember that love is the answer, and love does not require perfection. Love is perfect in its own right. For it is love, and it is all there is, and all powerful. Bring love to all the parts you judge as scary, dark, nasty, wrong, ugly, broken, mistaken, critical, unloving, judgmental. Bring them into awareness and acceptance, and then enter into the kingdom with them. Allow love to be there. For remember, you are immersed in the field of love, in the ocean of love. And as you bring these parts you judge as imperfect and unlovable into the center of your awareness, instead of pushing them aside or running from them, then you sit in the ocean of love and bathe these flaws in love. You bring them to the light. As I said in A Course in Miracles, let the light heal all mistaken thoughts about yourself, for they are merely illusions that will dissolve as you keep them in love's awareness, as you bring them consciously to love, for only love is real, and the flaws will dissolve as the illusion that they are. In the end, we want to welcome each one of you wherever you are at. We lead you each by the hand across the threshold into the light of heaven that has always been here, just hidden from you by a fog. We lead you into heaven in plain and bare clothes, naked, aware of all these flaws. For again, these flaws are merely illusion and not to be focused on. They are not the focus. You spend years trying to correct these flaws to get perfect to enter heaven when we would welcome all of you just as you are. And yet each one of you does need mind healing, clearing, training, so that you can again become aware of love, of the truth, and take your focus on to the voice for God and not the voice for the ego. But it is not about being perfect. It is about remembering the truth of you. And that takes some practice and training so that you can even see our outstretched hands and hear us calling you home. So may all your endeavors and work be not to perfection, but to removing the barriers to love so that we may greet you there when you humbly remember that you are loved no matter what flaw, for you are a holy son of God, a perfect child of God. Please remember this. We ask this of you now. And there we go. Chapter 4. In Love's Curriculum, Wisdom. So I will leave you with that as you just let those words settle. A lot of feedback is that often for people, again, we don't know why or what, how the words work, but just to experience how you feel after hearing those words as it opens your heart and shifts your energy and your awareness. And then we'll take another quick break. And when we get back, I'm going to open the line for callers. So it's your chance to call in and ask the High Council a question or for a mini message. You can ask about any topic. And the number to call is 1-888-627-6008. And again, 1-888-627-6008. All right, we'll be right back and I'll take callers.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Hello and welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, your host, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today, being Halloween, we've been exploring bringing the shadow into the light and the importance of bringing loving awareness to all parts of ourselves, to not be repressing or judging parts. But as we bring them to the light, then we are less likely to act them out, and others are less likely to act them out in the world, and we can integrate and remember the truth of who we are, loving beings innocent, connected to light, to God, to our hearts, to being good and changed in the world. And I'm taking callers, so I'm going to give the number out again. It's 1-888-627-6008. And while we're ready, waiting to see anyone's going to call in with a question for the High Council. And again, the High Council is Jesus and the archangels and other teachers and masters who are helping us here. So we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to just do my tuning in and then I'll take your question. So let me just do this practice of tuning in. So I ask that the High Council draw near. I ask that my guides and angels help me be a clear conduit for these messages, for their wisdom. And to ask that you come through High Council and that it be in the highest good of all, the highest good of our caller, and in the name of love. And so it is. All right, I think I have Emily. Are you there, Emily?
Yes, Jenny, hello.
Hello.
Oh. Hi, I'm interested to see what the High Council would have me know today. As I think you know, I've just been struggling with my next level of expansion. I think that's what's going on, but I just feel that my emotions and my beliefs and everything are really all over the place. It's really overwhelming for me. So if there was a message about that, I would really appreciate a little reassurance or clarity or whatever the High Council would wish me to know about the struggles that I feel and how it's hard to find focus in life while still pursuing my soul's calling, right?
Right.
How to balance that.
Okay, and that you're feeling on that you're on the edge of expanding and yet it's feeling very rough and bumpy and you're hearing the ego fighting with you as well, it sounds like.
Yeah, right. So how I can make this transition just smoother or more connected or peaceful, because it just doesn't feel peaceful and it's very overwhelming.
Right. All right.
If indeed it is a transition, if it is a furthering of my awakening and just kind of a deepening of my understanding, I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'll bring through the High Council then for clarity. It sounds like clarity, direction, message. Dearest Emily, we wish you to know that we are sending our blessings to you. We wish you to reach out for our comfort in this hard time. We wish for you to strengthen again your calling and the reason for your calling, knowing that there is nothing wrong with what you're experiencing. And yet, as you reaffirm in your heart, as you resurrender to the love in your heart, to the love that wants to extend from your heart, let that be a guide, that when you take that moment to open through the chaos or the pain, like reaching your hand up to us, as you open again in that moment, then we will meet you there. We will be there. You will again experience that peace, that gratitude. I'm aware we have some feedback here. Can you hear me okay, Emily?
I can hear you. Yeah, I'm sorry if it's loud on my end.
And so as you go into that space of resurrendering and see yourself reaching for us, that we're reaching for you, that it will help you float more through this transition time, through the ups and downs. And in speaking to whether this is a transition or what else it might be, again, We want to let you know there is nothing wrong with what you're experiencing. And yet the way you can navigate through it as you raise again your heart and experience that open heart that connects you again to your soul's purpose, then you are able to feel our comfort in that moment. And we can meet you there, and it can help this bumpy ride feel smoother. As know, as you pour light into the darker corners, and you pour light into your life, as you open more, it will, in a way, take a flashlight and bring out what's all in the dark corners. It may feel like your mind gets a bit reactive and all over the place for a while because you're taking a lot of light in there. And so you're kind of, it's like if you were to take a broom and brush all the dust, first it stirs it all up, and then you're going to be able to clear it out. So again, that you are perfectly where you are meant to be, but to remember as you can find times where you can expand your heart into that feeling of your higher calling, into being love and expanding love, and purposely seeing us connect with you there. Ask for our help there, and we can meet you there. And then together we can make the journey feel less rough, less bumpy. And it'll be like you're riding a wave, as if you were surfing a wave. So it is going to be a whoa and a big wave, but then you'll come down and gracefully come onto the shore. Thank you. Are you there still, Emily?
Thank you.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was a very clear message to keep reaching out and to keep seeking that love and, to ride that out. So I like those visualizations. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome. Much love to you.
You too. You as well.
All right. Well, hopefully there was a bit of static there. I'm hoping you all could hear that, at least hear half of that. So we've got time for one more caller. The number is 1-888-627-6008. So you can ask about a specific quest with a specific question. You can ask, as Emily did, for a message on a certain area, or just generally, what message might Jesus and the archangels and the other beings of light that they work with, that are working with us through this awakening, what message might they have for you? Again, it's 1-888-627-6008. I'll just give a few seconds here, and if not, I'll end with a general message for everyone tuning in and letting the High Council share with all of us here. And know that each caller who calls in, that whatever message they get likely can be applied to you as well. All right, so I'm going to again ask that the High Council come through, and that we are opening it now, that I be a clear conduit for a message for everyone here on this Halloween. And that it be in the highest good of all, in the name of love. Dear ones, do not let yourself scare you. We realize at times you may be afraid of the very things that live in your mind or the instincts that you may get glimpses of and yet wish to push away, or that you may see or hear of things in the world that shake you, that are troubling, that make you even feel sick to your stomach. But know not to judge, that judgment of those things or ignoring those things is not the work that will help. That as you implement a willingness to send love to those darker parts of humanity, to welcome an integration of that within you, that as you begin that work, that you are willing and brave and courageous to take that light, to take that flashlight, and be willing to hold a light on those darker things, to bring love and forgiveness to reclaim the truth that all are innocent underneath. Again, that does not mean that you should not take action to reprimand or heal or change or stop the activities in the world that are being acted out from the shadow. Indeed, you are to bring light to them, and you are to bring change to them, and you are to bring awareness to them, and you are to bring remorse, and you are to bring responsibility and accountability, and to hold those who are acting in that way accountable, as well as yourself accountable for the times you have acted out of anger or greed or any of those other shadow type actions and feelings and instincts. But as you bring accountability, as you bring change, as you bring those who are responsible to account for them, to be punished in a sense for them, but to do it with love, to do it knowing that they are acting out from a mistaken belief of who all of you truly are as humans, who all of you truly can be. So to bring any action with love, remembering the eternal nature of all as love and light, to begin to call that out, to call that forward, so that even when one person has acted out horrendously, that there may be a deep level of forgiveness and healing and remembering too that they are light. May that be a happy day when those who have acted out in the most, what we may call evil of ways, can remember the light that they are too, and that can begin to shine light in the world too, that can say they are sorry for what they have done, who can begin to act anew in love and peace and joy. When all your brothers and sisters can remember that they are love. And it begins with each one of you owning all the little shadows, even the ones that may seem trivial or that really don't seem to have much energy for you. Just know that as you integrate, as you heal, as you bring all parts of you into a wholeness and into divine love, as you, as we said in the reading today from Love's Curriculum, as you bring all those parts to us, to the light, surrender them to God, ask for healing and blessings, and ask that that be shone out to the world, that every bit of healing that you experience be rippled out so that the collective, so that what we see as wrongdoing out there will no longer be, that all will remember and forgive and heal and bring light. And this we leave you with, that job, that to be accountable in bringing light to all the parts of you as well, and bringing it to the world in that way, and being courageous as light workers and love advocates. And we thank you for your willingness to open your mind to new concepts, your willingness to forgive yourself, to love yourself through this, to heal those parts of you that have felt shadowed and dark. So right now we shine love out to all of you, wherever you are at, physically in the world, and wherever you are at on your journey of remembering divine love, that you are loved and loving and having self-love and forgiveness. So may each of you take it to the next level there. May each of you feel from our time together a step forward in remembering your true self as a lovable, innocent child of God. And may that knowing ripple out so that your actions begin to come from love, so that you may forgive and say you are sorry where you need to, but that it come from a place of knowing that all are loved and love and light. Thank you. Thank you. And we love you. And so it is. So I'm taking a few breaths and allowing that direct connection. connection with the High Council to just release a little so that I can now come back and talk to you. Here is Jenny. And I too thank you all for being here. And I send you forward onto this Halloween night with perhaps a new perspective on it, or maybe reaffirming the one you were already having about Halloween and about the shadow. And I invite you, if you are not already a part of the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group, you can find me there on Facebook if you search Lightworkers and Love Advocates, and we'd love to have you in there. I do a Monday message from the High Council on Facebook Live in there, and a meditation every Friday. And it's there for your support as well. It's a great way to learn about events and programs and further support, ways to connect with others. So I welcome you if you're not there. And if you're there, I'm so glad you are. It's great. We are indeed joining as a team for love, as the High Council speaks about in Love's curriculum. We are being, each one of you, a ripple out of love. And again, I thank you for being here. And I believe that each one of you is important in this world, and that your light is meant to shine as we remove those barriers to love, as we learn self-love, as we learn to navigate that ego or those fears and doubts, and to choose that voice for love, as they were speaking to Emily about, as you keep touching in with your heart and begin to reach for us in that, and know that that can carry you through the rest, that you can ride the wave and get more clear and more connection and more courage to keep shining and to be the change and to take love into action, to bring the light to the shadow, to bring accountability to yourself and others from a loving place, from a place that wants to claim that we all truly can be light, that we all are light. All right. Well, wonderful. Happy Halloween. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with me. It's indeed my honor, and my heart is so full of gratitude and love and connecting with you and getting to serve you in this way that my heart is meant to serve, the way my heart is meant to serve. All right, thank you. Take care. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg-Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.